Hello there, and welcome again to Seven Laws Blog UK. I'm David, and today's entry is called Reaffirming My Not Being Jewish. Reaffirming My Not Being Jewish. It's about this time of the Jewish holy days that I choose to make a further declaration of my distance from the Jewish people. Yes, I do this because I feel it's important. It's important that although I respect the Jewish tradition, I maintain the specialness and unique nature of the Jewish relationship with God as opposed to the Gentile path of life. For me, this clarification is needed in the midst of opinions and views that encourage the continuing intermingling of Jews and Gentiles and the continuous rule and intervention of Jews in Gentile life, speaking specifically about the teaching and deciding upon the seven laws and their application. So to begin, I'm not a Jew. And for me, that means a lot. I reject religious Hebraistic labels like Noahide that further separates me from other Gentiles and is, to me, an unnecessary term. I'm just a Gentile, a non-Jewish human being. I reject Torah labels that don't apply to me in the natural sense, such as the Hebrew term Ger Toshav, or just Ger, or Ger, whatever, which means a foreign resident of Torah-governed Israel. I habitually and continually reside outside such a land, outside of Israel, and I have no plans to move there. Not being a native Jew, nor someone who regularly communicates with Jews in their language, I prefer to communicate in terms I understand. Thus, I tend to stick to my native tongue, English, and avoid Hebrew and Hebraisms unless I feel it necessary, and I have a sufficient, well-evidenced or well-learnt understanding of the terms. So that's one way that I'm not a Jew. Now, the commandments God enjoined upon me and all the Gentiles are seven broad precepts, no more. Those being the basic divine laws for Gentiles, containing only laws that are capital offences in a righteous court. They enforce against idol worship, but not concerning belief in, faith in, or fear of God. They enforce against cursing God's name, but not concerning whether God is worshipped or not. They prohibit murder and theft and the sexual relationships between males, like male on male, between man and beast, between a married female and men not her husband, and relations between close relatives. Eating meat taken from a living animal is likewise forbidden, and acts of perverting justice are forbidden, as well as the fact that courts must be established. And the combination of those two points make righteous courts with a surrounding fair legal system mandatory. With the potential expanse of these broad laws and the responsibility that comes with humans being stewards of the world and made in God's image, there is an expected morality that is wider than the legality of the seven core laws, meaning we're still meant to be decent people. So although there is no divine commandment, for example, upon the Gentile to honour one's parents, it's still important and objectively praiseworthy to do so. So that's just one example. But as a Gentile, unlike a Jew, I have no divine commandment to honour my parents, not to hold grudges, or to circumcise my children, etc. I'm not part of the Mosaic covenant, and I'm not under its stipulations. The body of divine law I follow is different to and separate from the laws that God gave to Moshe for the Jewish people. I don't keep the prohibitions against theft because God commanded a similar sounding law to the Jews through Moses at Sinai. I don't keep that law because it's one of the Ten Commandments, or the so-called Ten Commandments. I keep it because God commanded Adam and Noah beforehand, as revealed in the Torah. The law against murder that I, as a Gentile, must keep is different in detail to the law against murder that the Jew must keep. Although there are laws and commandments that God obligated the Jews that teach morality, the sort of morality that I should keep out of rationality but not out of commandment. If my behavior conforms to such a law, a Jewish law, or I observe the details of a Jewish command, I don't add to my seven commandments. If I obey my parents, I don't now have eight commandments. Even if I offered a burnt offering or an ascent offering to God, according to its detail, I don't increase the number of divine laws enjoined upon me. God's laws for humanity is bereft of ceremony, holy days, ritual, and worship. There's no Sabbath, sacrifice, or prayer in the seven laws, not even faith or love that is commanded in the seven commandments. The Sabbath and its details was only given to the Jewish people, not the nations, as were the commands regarding their other holy days. This is especially relevant now in this season where three Jewish festivals are clustered in the same month, three or four. As a Gentile, as a dude born and raised in the UK and still living there, their months and special times, those of the Jews, have literally nothing to do with me, and their holy day commands are irrelevant to my day-to-day life. And you know what? That's okay. While the Jews enjoy the blessings and duties that come with adhering to a more stringent God-ordained lifestyle, I, as a Gentile, enjoy other freedoms and liberties that God has granted. The Jews get their fulfilling times partaking in the commands and worshipful activities on their Sabbath, and I can enjoy getaways, travelling, and activities forbidden to Jews on that day. The Jew can enjoy the sanctity that comes from a restricted diet that comes from God for a divine purpose, negating self. A Gentile can enjoy and be thankful to God for the more diverse tastes he gets to experience with a much wider diet. God has given each people its gift for a divine purpose, which we can all enjoy. Each role has its fulfillment and its restriction. Now, when it comes to Rabbi, for me, the rabbi has a different place for the Gentile and the Jew. In fact, I believe that the relationship between Jew and Gentile should be handled a lot more delicately than it has been. A rabbi, as far as I understand, is a Jew who has sufficiently learned something called Torah. I'll explain that more, but he has learned this Torah enough to teach it and make decisions concerning it, especially when it comes to disputes about it, enough to issue rulings. It should be seen by his title being a Jewish one, a Hebrew one, that his natural setting is amongst the Jews, within the Jewish community. Although I've seen it said that Jewish law gives him no power, the fact that he is said to be able to issue rulings necessarily implies that he has some authority, at least among Jews. Some say his role is simply that of a teacher. Others give the impression that he's like a Judaism lawyer. But whatever his role, it fits most naturally amongst the Jews. The question for me is this: what is he meant to be for a Gentile, for me as a Gentile? And what is this Torah that he's supposed to be sufficiently learned in? Now, look at this, check this out. For me, the easiest access to Jewry, or at least some parts of his history, is the Jewish Bible. And there I see a lot of focus on the Jews and their law and their history. How many times have I seen a quote-unquote Noahide, one of those ex-Christians who loved the Jewish Bible, complain that there's almost nothing for him and so much for the Jews? The fact that their law is codified in the written text whilst ours is alluded to or stated in fragments at best is quite obvious. The oral tradition, the Mishnah, the Talmud has been with the Jews and has focused much on how they, the Jews, keep their laws. There are even websites that will say that Torah refers to their 613 laws whilst our seven laws is a separate body of law. So what do you think most of a rabbi's knowledge normally is going to be in? Of course, it's going to be about the Jew, or how he or she keeps their laws as Jews. Added to that, although there may be a question about the authority of a rabbi within Israel, some saying he makes rulings or can do that, and others saying he has the same authority as any other Jew, outside of Israel, when it comes to the typical non-Jew living in his non-Jewish land, the rabbi has no jurisdiction, no authority, no power. The question of authority doesn't even exist in the non-Jewish lands. Even our seven laws give them no authority. We Gentiles are to set up our own courts in our various communities. The rabbi doesn't have a natural place in the Gentile community or in our courts. And based on the small proportion of Jews that there are, much less rabbis, I don't believe they will ever have such a place. So what is a rabbi for me? What is a rabbi to me? Added to this, despite the current Jewish diaspora and the self-contained exile of many of them, self-continued exile of many of them, I believe that Israel, the land of Israel, is the God-given home for Jews. Not only that, I'm going to add, I think the Torah is the God-given role, responsibility for Jews. That is the body of law that they should honour above all others. So I feel despondent when I hear a Jew, at worst a rabbi, and I've heard this unfortunately, being so assimilated in a foreign culture that they praise the laws of this foreign culture as if it's somehow got as righteous as God's law itself. And I hear it most from American Jews. But then again, America is just loud compared to other nations. But then again, think about it. I'm sure maybe in the old days with the German Jews, they must have thought a great deal about the German laws back then before things went haywire. Anyway, but assimilation is easy universally. It's easy for a Jew to assimilate, especially when they stay too long in another land. God gave them a land, the Holy Land, and they're making home in other lands. It's almost like it takes threat and persecution to remind them of where home is supposed to be. Take, for example, the Jews of Europe who recently Some of them have said it's time to go back to Israel because of how bad things are getting. Add to this, I say add to this a lot, don't I? Anyway, add to this the history of both nationalism and anti-Semitism. Think about the fact that people tend to want to rule themselves and don't like to be ruled by others. The Jews should know of this sentiment based on their own history in their land and those of others. Foreign rulers are viewed negatively. So it's crazy to see Noahides making rabbis their leaders and authorities and then be surprised when other Gentiles, and as I recently found out, some Jews, start to view the seven laws as a Jewish conspiracy to dominate the world. I'm just surprised. The Ger or Ger phenomena is even worse with this, with Gentiles learning so much Hebrew and communicating in that language that it's hard to follow what they're saying. They're supposed to be Gentiles and they're talking like Jews. And there's nothing wrong with a Jew talking like a Jew. But when Gentiles, who are just supposed to be, you know, they're Gentiles and they're in their culture, or, you know, trying to talk like Jews, it's just, what is the impression going to be to the rest of the world? On another point, I look at various social media platforms, And anti-Semitic comments are easy to find. The belief amongst Gentiles that the Zionist banking elite or the Jewish control of the media. There are already multiple sites going on about the Talmudic Noahide laws that are like a form of rabbinical dictatorship. And then up come the Noahides, who have essentially become followers of the rabbis, some of whom, and I'm talking about the Noahides, some of whom struggle to speak English to make points, even though they're native English speakers. It doesn't help. I see the rabbi interactions with the Gentile who knows the seven laws as a lot more hands-off, or at least it's supposed to be a lot more hands-off. And the groups that they interact with, as I believe, are supposed to be a lot less churchy. Now, I need a better word. Churchy is too vague and cultic seems too harsh. It's just a sense of this separate religious group under a religious authority. And unfortunately, Noahides tend to separate themselves religiously with that label and are under Jewish authority, that of the rabbi or the rabbis. So to me, I've got to say to make sure that whoever reads or listens to this appreciates that these are my non-authoritative personal views. So to me, a rabbi would have less contact with the Gentiles, and Gentiles would have less contact with the rabbi. It would not be the rabbi's job to figure out the details of our laws through the laws that applies to Jews. He would give us the generalities that are clearly said to apply to Gentiles and then leave us to figure the rest out as Gentiles. I agree with someone who said that if a Gentile wants to learn at the feet of a Jew, he may as well become one. I don't believe we're supposed to be relying on them so much, much less relying on their so-called rulings. Of course, this means I disagree with the idea and teaching that states, if a Gentile does not understand what is permissible for him, he should ask an observant Jewish Torah scholar to explain it to him. That's what's taught on page 88 of the Divine Code by Rabbi Moshe Weiner. Maybe it's the human thing of preferring to be part of a group and the familiarity with religions that causes the seven laws to be made into a religious creed that needs rabbinic guidance rather than a moral legal body of law that needs Gentiles to independently get it going. We Gentiles taking care of our garden in our various nations, and the Jews taking care of theirs. Right now, both are a mess. And I don't believe this religious approach is doing much more than creating a Jew-controlled sect of Gentiles called the Noahides, another alternative in the full and packed marketplace of religions. I can just hear it though. But David, I need my spirituality cultivated. Oh dear. To each their own, do what you want. Anyway, I've written and said enough. So to summarise, I'm a Gentile and happy to be one. I'm happy with all the blessings, principles and laws God has given to me as a Gentile. I have no need or longing to become a Jew in any way. Not by keeping one of their commandments or adopting some for myself. No special days or ceremonies. I'm thankful to the Jews that they preserved God's law for Gentiles, and I hope that the Jews flourish in obedience to God's law for them. And I'm glad that there are ways they can show us and teach us the laws we're obligated to keep. But once that teaching has been given to a Gentile, the Jewish Torah scholar no longer has the monopoly on answering questions of Gentiles on seven law issues. And no authorization is needed by a rabbi to share one's views. Neither the Jews nor their rabbis are the rulers or judges of Gentiles outside their land. And at present, for the sake of the illusion of peace, that's a good thing. It's okay. For anybody worried about the way I've put my view across, it's okay. This most likely is just my own view, or the view of a infinitesimally small minority. I'm a nobody in an insignificant minority that is more or less nothing in the scope of human affairs. But at least thinking about it and talking to myself about it passes the time. Thank you very much for listening. You have a great day. And once again, thank you.